You're never lonely. You're here with Dom Salvia and I. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to, in case you missed it, with Dom Salvia right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Dom's got the great program that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. We're just giving a quick little review of the Donald Trump felony sentencing on a Friday. Mershon, his tone is about as flat as you can possibly get, but there were a couple points of emphasis a couple times that I thought were really interesting. I want to give you one last little bit of sound, Dom. Then I wanted to get your perspective on this, the only case that reached a jury, a verdict, a sentence, and a conviction. Cardi, let's take cut 8 if we can.
To be clear, the protections afforded the office of the president are not a mitigating factor. They do not reduce the seriousness of the crime or justify its commission in any way. The protections are, however, a legal mandate, which pursuant to the rule of law, this court must respect and follow. However, despite the extraordinary breadth of those protections, one power they do not provide is the power to erase a jury verdict.
Guilty.
Yeah. My take is that Judge Mershon is probably going to go down as a judicial genius for two reasons. One is his ability to get through the circus and chaos, to insulate his every decision at every turn throughout that case by allowing arguments, by allowing Donald Trump to raise whatever appeals he wanted, permitting the appeals to, like, he let him have his say and make the arguments that he wished to argue. He followed the law. And here's the last bit of genius. When he announced early last week that there was going to be, in effect, an unconditional, like no penalty at all whatsoever, an unconditional release, what he did was remove any fig leaf of an excuse for the Supreme Court to intervene in Donald Trump's sentencing. Your thoughts on the historical importance of that sentencing this past Friday and on the manner in which Judge Mershon conducted this trial?
Well, thank you, Maggie. A couple of things. I think the professionalism that Mershon showed throughout this trial and show is unquestionable. I mean, the guy was straight up. I mean, he was getting threats from, and he'd take the threats. You know, he was getting threats from Trump, whatever, but you know, not family, not other court members and so forth, the jury, those kinds of things. So I think from an operational standpoint, he handled it perfectly. I mean, about as well as anybody could, I think. And I do appreciate the fact that he came with this unconditional discharge in order to make the conviction stick, right? Otherwise, it's going to be appealed. It's going to be appealed anyway, but perhaps this will make it stick. The verdict and the conviction, those will stay. Unfortunately, practically speaking, if you're a convicted felon and your sentence is zero, nothing, nada, it didn't happen. It doesn't matter. I could have $1 million in the bank, but I don't have access to it. I can't get it. I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? It is a sentence without consequence. It is a conviction without consequence. Now, he can say, oh, he's a convicted felon, and he's the first convicted felon. I will certainly bring that up to my mega friends often. But the practical matter is he got away with it. So what if he's a felon? He's got an F on his chest. You know, so what? What does that mean? What does that mean for the justice system? Well, he maintains the conviction. He has been sentenced. He is a felon. Great. But anybody else would have been doing some time, or at least some fines, or some probation, and wearing an ankle bracelet, something to discourage that kind of behavior going forward. Now, that is a function, certainly more of our justice system in this case, as we deal with ex-presidents and now soon to be presidents, has anything to do with what Mershon did. I mean, he's got to deal with play with the cards that he was dealt, and he dealt them and he played them to make sure that this conviction, that Donald Trump would be a convicted felon. So check mark for that. But with zero consequence, did Donald Trump learn a lesson? Did anybody else learn a lesson? Did any of the folks in New York who are currently being tried for this very same kind of crime, are they getting a break? You know, that doesn't seem right to me. So yes, good on the the sentencing and conviction. You got that, but really an absolute disappointment. Again, it's not on the judge. I put this entire thing on the slow walking, in some cases, what, Cyrus Vance, right?
Cyrus Vance, yep.
Before Alvin Bragg came in, he could have done something before that. He slow walked it. And of course, the Attorney General Merrick Garland on the other thing, sitting on his hands for over a year. I mean, those folks, I think, in a large part, failed us in these court cases.
Well, yes, and by far the biggest betrayal of the most fundamental idea behind American democracy is we do not have the divine right of kings, and presidents aren't kings. This approach by Judge Mershon would never have happened but for the Supreme Court's immunity decision. He took great care to name check the decision with the date, lest there be any confusion over what was mandating his decision to basically have no penalty for Donald Trump. That is who bears responsibility. Yeah, right. Donald Trump and the hopelessly corrupted Supreme Court of the United States. Dom Salvia is up next with the Dom Salvia Show. I'll see you tomorrow, little buddy, for more. Folks, remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up.